let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Nelson Buchanan is the author of Inspirations for the Everyday Life, Poetry Train, All Aboard, a series of poems dealing with what we all experience every day, school, work, whatever we do, whether positive or negative. If it's positive, well, Nelson shows how you can keep it going. If it's a negative, he will help you overcome and turn it into a positive. Nelson was born in Kingston, Jamaica, moved to Canada when he was young, loved school, both the academics and athletics, learned a lot about how different people are, especially their personalities. He credits his teachers for his successes in life. Nelson Buchanan, author of Inspirations for Everyday Life, Poetry Train, All Aboard, our guest on This Week in America. Nelson, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Having me, I really appreciate it. This is kind of an honor. You know, it's a really big deal to be on a radio show. I'm just really, really happy and excited right now.
Well, we are delighted to have you here, and I really enjoyed the book. An interesting take, interesting observations, mentioned a series of poems. Talk a little bit about that, first of all. Where did this love of poetry and writing, where did that start for you?
Well, ever since I was a kid, I loved writing stories. Like, I loved the idea of just, like, I love creativity, I love art, I love the idea of just taking something that's so imaginative and just so out of this world and just putting it into a story. Whether it be fact or fictional, I just really have always, ever since I was a kid growing up in elementary school, book reports were my favorite thing to do. I wasn't a big math person, I won't lie to you, and I did have a bit of a learning disability growing up, but I never let that be my excuse. I just love story writing, and I guess I also get it from my father too, because he's an English professor, so he's always kind of instilled that love in me for writing, you know?
It's interesting, the motivation, especially with your father, and I mentioned that you really credit your teachers for successes you've had in life. Talk about that, how these teachers, probably a handful of them, that really impacted your life, what it was that that really encouraged you to use your talent and ultimately end up writing the book.
Well, my teachers really meant a lot, because growing up, I was always the one that was very talkative. I just loved talking to people. Like, I was Mr. Popular, like they'd call me, because I would be always talking to somebody. I knew a lot of people. You know, I just liked the idea of community. And my teachers always would say, you know what, Nelson, you should do something in customer service, or you should just be like a motivational speaker. Like, they'd always give me ideas and paths to take in life. And like I said, I was a kid, so I didn't always take it seriously. You know,
yes,
I would
exactly.
Have a lot of fun. Because, like, I was a teenager, right? Like, I didn't always, like, there are things, obviously, I'm not perfect. I've made some bad decisions down the road, things I should have probably stuck with, and I kind of quit. But I've always use those tools that my teachers instilled in me, and I've always tried to better myself off as a person, because I don't believe in perfection. I believe the most perfect person is their imperfection. So they never gave up on me. They never let me make excuses for myself, no matter what I've been going through. And I really attribute a lot of my, you know, I don't want to say success yet, but a lot of who I am today from them, and also my friends as well.
Well, it's interesting, because the first poem, the first story you have in the book, Inspirations for the Everyday Life, Poetry Train, All Aboard. Our guest on the program is the author Nelson Buchanan. The book is available at bookventure.com, at the bookstore, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can link on and get information on the book at the website, thisweekinamerica.us. You start the book off talking about my friends. Talk about the importance. I mentioned that before, that you had the opportunity to meet a lot of people with different backgrounds, different personalities early on. Obviously, those friendships then meant a lot to you and mean a lot to you to this day.
Well, yes, absolutely. I mean, it's funny, though, because you never, like, some people don't appreciate how powerful a friend can be in your life. I mean, it's that old saying, you are the company you keep, right? I mean, my friends are, I call them my family. Like, I don't even have friends anymore. I have family because they've always been by my side through it all. Like, I work at a banquet hall, Crystal Fountain Banquet Hall. It's in Markham, and it's a lot of Greek people, a lot of Greeks. And I'm African American, but I never use that as an excuse. And they've always supported me and been there for me. A lot of my friends at that banquet hall have just showed me a lot of love and respect. And yeah, we've had our problems, but they've never given up on me. Like my best friend when I first actually moved to Canada, his name's Matthew Bacola. He was the one that has always instilled in me sports, the love of sports, and he was the first person I've ever met. Until this day, he's still my brother, you know, and I actually am blessed to have a lot of friends who never really, like, they weren't afraid to tell me like it is. Like, they weren't afraid to tell me the truth, even no matter how hard it was, but they've always showed me a lot of love, respect, and unfortunately, there are people that will never understand, never know that, never know what it's like to have that love and camaraderie, you know? It's not like a few years ago when it was kind of like you knew who you wanted to be friends with and you knew who you just stayed away from. It's just like there are people that have been friends for a long time and for some reason they just end the relationship over something so petty and silly. But I've never believed in that. I've always believed that you can overcome any trial, any obstacle, any trial. And I feel like the friends I have just pushed me to be great. Because if I didn't have the friends I've had in my life, the company, the community, not to be very dramatic, I probably wouldn't have made it to my age. Like, I've made so much mistakes. But writing, my friends, and the people in my life have always push me to keep going. So I really, really am thankful for the friends I have.
Talking as I'm listening, all of the different topics that you're mentioning, are many of those are the series of poems in the book Inspirations for the Everyday Life, Poetry Train All Aboard. I mentioned poems dealing with whatever we experience in everyday life, and you mentioned friends and being together with people. One of the poems is Me and You, and you're talking about taking on the world like superheroes. Things people say you can't do, you find out you can do. Friendship has really been a key to your life, from what I hear.
Yes, absolutely. Like, I mean, like I said, friends have literally pushed me to be great. Like, I'm not saying that it's always been easy, because it hasn't always been easy,
right,
in my life. You know, I've dealt with, troubles, whether it be school. I didn't always get the best grades. You know, my family situation wasn't always the best. And that's why my friends have always had my back and have always been there for me. You know, they've never stopped. Like, they never let me quit or stop doing anything. You know, I mean, like I said, we all go through struggle every day, but some people's approach to how they deal with it is different than others, and that's understandable. My approach wasn't always the right approach, but like I said, if I felt alone in this world, I would have done so much things that were unlike my character that would have just scared people, like it would have scared my mother. Like, I just do things for my mom. Like, my mom's been through a lot, and I love her so much. She's been there for me. She didn't give up on me, you know. I haven't always made her proud, and there are moments where it was kind of hard to talk to my mom and even my father, but with my friends, they, like I said, they don't pamper me, but they always, always, always do things out of love. Always.
That's something that so often, yeah, people take for granted. And as you're reading the book, Inspirations for Dealing with Everyday Life, Poetry Train All Aboard, Informations for the Everyday Life, Poetry Train All Aboard by our guest, Nelson Buchanan. As you're reading that, it gives you sort of a new sense of I need to express more to my friends how appreciative I am that they are in my life. And I mentioned some of the topics you talk about, and we'll get into some of these, but talk about the themes, how you came up with the themes. I get the impression you are a real observer of people, of situations.
Absolutely, yeah, 100%. Well, The themes, how I came up with the themes is just situations I've dealt with, whether I was in high school, whether I was at work at a part-time job or a full-time job, or just dealing with different situations. Like when I talk about, like, there's a part in the book called Superheroes. I feel like we don't appreciate the everyday people that move mountains daily, that do things that they don't always want to do and they don't deserve to do, but they do it, and they do it with integrity. And we just, and I've seen things, I've seen good people get hurt that don't deserve to be hurt. I've seen it all. Like I said, I'm not like the wisest man, but I see things. I observe how people move, how they act, and how they create. So the themes were just to teach people that, yes, things aren't perfect. Yes, I'm not asking you to be perfect. I'm asking you to keep going and just push forward. That's how I came up with the themes, because, like I said myself, I've been through a lot of the situations that are in my stories. Like, these aren't made up stories. Like, these are real life situations I've seen, I've been through, I've witnessed, I've acknowledged. So I just realized that the best way to portray a message is to write it. So, yeah.
And you've done an excellent job with that. Nelson Buchanan, our guest. The book is Inspirations for the Everyday Life, Poetry Train All Aboard. One of the poems, Wrong Place, Wrong Times, and I do feel I know you after reading through the book and reading poems like that, able to move into a better environment that fits you is sort of what comes out of that. Talk about the writing style that you have to put this book together, because it's not just like, okay, I want to say this, and you got a couple of declarative sentences that you put in there. There's a flair, there's a style to what you're saying. How difficult was it to put all of your thoughts into the form that we see in the book?
It was extremely difficult because, like I said, I love writing, but writing is like a tricky thing because we all know what we want to say to people, but sometimes how it's said isn't
exactly
how you meant to say it. So it was so hard for me to like amalgamate and say what's on my mind, because I've always had a hard time expressing myself because I do have a learning disability. I've had it for a very long time, but I'm reiterating the fact, I never used that as my excuse. You know, I just had to deal with it and just accept it and move on. So this writing style, it was just something, I don't want to say it came up to me on a whim. It did take a lot of planning. I had to organize my ideas and thoughts and just realize that I had to portray this message so deep and important that people had to understand it. Like, I'm not saying it's a perfect book. It's not. It's not a perfect book, but it's perfect because will get something out of it. It will motivate you to think differently on situations and things. And that's why I am proud of this book. And that's where I came up with the themes.
And well, you should be. I mentioned if it's something positive, you reinforce it. If it's a negative, you try to find a way that we can turn it into a positive. Chapters, for example, you've got a story in there on bullies. And bullies are basically, you say, scared people. Here's something we deal with every day, certainly constantly in the headlines, possibly in our lives, and it's something that that you approach as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've seen it growing up. I mean, that whole, like, oh, you know, give me your lunch money, oh,
yes,
I want your sandwich thing. It stems off from that, but I've seen bullying growing up in such a different light that it's scary. Like social media is the biggest thing now, as you know, obviously, and that gives people free rein to say whatever they want, to be mean and dehumanize some people. And I've seen it, I've witnessed it, and it hurts, because I'm not saying that we're all going to get along, it's not going to happen, but you should not, as a human, want somebody else to hurt themselves because of your words. Like, I don't know how some people can live with themselves doing that. Like, I've seen it, like, stories like Amanda Todd. I don't know if you heard of that
story.
Oh,
yes,
Like, situations like that kind of are like, how do you live with yourself? You basically cause another human to hurt themselves and even worse, kill themselves.
Yes.
Like, I can't fathom that fact. And I couldn't live with myself if I did that. But I feel like it's a typical thing. And bullying is just something that's really, important to me, because I've seen it, whether it's in the workforce, not just in school, but just in life, period, the workforce, where you have people saying racist comments to you and just judging you and making you feel like you're lower than them. And just, it's a sad, tricky world we live in. And I wanted to really, harp on this situation because it's a very serious thing. And I don't feel like it's talked about enough. Like, they do have bullying seminars in schools. They have, in Canada, we do have a bullying awareness month or awareness week in November, where it talks about how to stop violence, stop bullying. We do harp on that, but I feel like there is a lot more steps that could be implemented and could be taken to prevent this from happening.
The book is called Inspirations for the Everyday Life, Poetry Train All Aboard by Nelson Buchanan, our guest in the program. That's Buchanan. The book's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, available at bookventure.com in the bookstore there. You can link on directly to all of those sites by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Just a couple minutes left in the program, and this book is going to be so inspirational, Sue, to so many people, because like I said, you take aspects of our lives and you, in just a few words, in a very succinct manner, you're able to make some sense out of things. Some of the topics you talk about, themes, things you can't control. Prayer is interesting as well, because you say nothing is more important than prayer. That's obviously been a major part of your life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because I'm Christian, you know, and my mom's been taking me to church for years. And I felt like being, not even being in the church, but being around people that want to pray, and just prayer is just stop me from a lot of stress and anxiety, because I'm still going through stress and anxiety right now, but prayer has always been something that has pushed me forward as well and kept me going and made me believe that there is a light at the end of the tunnel and given me that hope that things will work out, because like I said, I'm human too. Like, I'm going through trials and struggle constantly, you know, with my family life, with my mother, which is it's a reality that just happens, unfortunately. It's a serious thing, not just in America, but in Canada, too, whether people are losing jobs, people are dealing with, stupid people on a regular basis, no money in the bank. It's a reality that America and Canada is living in right now. We have to pay a ton of taxes daily. So if you work, you're still losing money, especially when you get older, and the jobs are hard to find for people, no matter, depending on what field you go into. So there's all these different mountains and hills that people are trying to climb over daily. So I feel like the one sure thing that you can always rely on is prayer. So that's why I wanted to write a little poem about that as well.
The book is insightful. It is thoughtful. One of the poems, Arrogance and Pride versus Confidence. You talk about nothing wrong with confidence, but you really need to humble yourself. And each of the themes that you talk about, there are takeaways that us as a reader can use and make our lives better. Unfortunately, out of time on the program. I hope we have a chance to do this again. Nelson Buchanan, our guest. He's the author of Inspirations for the Everyday Life, Poetry Train, All Aboard. Book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Book Venture. You can link on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and find out where the book is available and information on the book as well. Nelson, it's been a pleasure. Excellent job on the book. Thank you so much for being with us on the show today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. Nelson Buchanan, the author of Inspirations for the Everyday Life, Poetry Train, All Aboard. Information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.